We are here Tuesday night, Chavura, learning B'yam Derkecha in the chapter on Ge'ava, on pride, and it's Daf Ayin Vav. Ge'ava, pride, Mida Mitsuya Biyoter, V'amazika Biyoter, Ya Ge'ava. The most common negative trait that we find, and the one that does the most damage, is what's called pride. Everywhere there's a mitzvah from the Torah to get up for an elder. The Oraita.
Arise,
in
the court, please.
The root of all bad midot is ge'ava, is pride. V'imamash avi avot ha-tuma. It's the father prototype of tuma, of impurity. V'kedai lanu lasot ma'amatz kedai litnathkot mimena. It's fitting for us to put in the effort that's needed in order to clean ourselves up from this negative trait. So what is the way of fighting? Derkei ha-milchama, first things first, itbonenut, contemplation. Tchila tzrich limod v'litbonen b'inyan lavin et ha-sheker shel ha-ga'avah. First things first, we have to learn and contemplate and understand what is this vanity, what is this falseness of pride? Kegon sheitbonen she'en lenivra davar mishel atzmo. Contemplate first things first, you as a creation, you have nothing that belongs to you. You as a creation separate from Hashem, you have nothing. V'shu tzrich b'chol et et rachamei Hashem t'brach. At any given moment in your life, you need the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'mehaye u'mehave oto ve'et kol asher lo. He gives you existence, he gives you vitality, and everything that you have, everything that you need, it all exists by way of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mimele b'maitgae, if that's the case, that you need Hashem, and you need His loving kindness at every given moment, then what are you getting prideful about? Adam lahevel dama. A person, similar to the breath, to nothingness, it's like, what are you? She'en lo kiyum mitzad atzmo. You don't even exist by yourself. You couldn't even help yourself to exist alone. בכל הצלחותיו יתבונן שהכל זה שפע של השם יתברך והוא זה שנותן לאדם את הכל. Anytime you have a success, contemplate that everything is just the shefa of Hashem, and Hashem is the one that's giving everything to the person at any given moment. גם יתבונן, also contemplate כמה הוא רחוק מהשלמות. How far are you away from perfection and from completing yourself as a person? ואפילו אם היה צדיק גדול, and even if you're a big צדיק, מכל מקום ביחס לבורא יתברך, אין שלמות לאף אחד. Even the biggest צדיק in the world, take the biggest צדיק, put him in relation to Hashem, he's not perfect at all, he's far from it. Far from it, in comparison to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, right? Not even in the same league.
Oh my!
וכל שכן סתם אדם, even more so, just a regular person, who's not on the level of a צדיק. And the truth is that all the gava, all the pride that comes to a person, is because you are comparing yourself to others that are less than you. The only time you could ever be prideful is when you have someone that's lower than you that you can compare yourself to. Nirah lo shebiyachas aleihem utov, and it appears to you that in comparison to them, in relation to them, you are good. Aval im mistakel biyachas legdolim mimenu, if you look at yourself in relation to those that are greater than you, even more so if you contemplate your obligations that you have towards Hashem, straight away you're going to see how far are you from the proper level of completion that you should be at. Even if you know a little bit about the avoda of love of Hashem, of av Hashem, of clinging to Hashem, attachment to Hashem, dvekut, you're still very, 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 very far from being complete. But you cannot fall from way of this. You can't go into despair and you can't get weak from the fact that you're far from shleimut, that you're far from completion. On one side, you go into doing tshuva in order to get closer to that completion. And on the other side, you have to go into simcha to be happy with your portion. If you grab this idea properly, you will be able to add much more dveikut to your avoda. if you do this properly. Ki adarba, mitoch ha-chiseron, yargish yoter kama u-klum. From within the lacks that you have as a human being, you're going to feel more that yourself, in yourself, that you're nothing. And if I'm nothing, then I need to attach myself to Hashem more because He's everything, and I need to include myself into His light more because He's everything. So if you really understand this properly, that I'm nothing and I'm not worthy of anything, then you would desire to become more perfect, like the Ramchal says in Derech Hashem, and that is by way of getting rid of your lacks and completing yourself where you need to complete yourself. So the first way is contemplating how far am I and how great is Hashem, how much am I lacking and how much more do I need to complete myself. The second way is Advekut y pitoron legava. Dvekut is the solution for pride. Af achre she'adam mivin, after a person understands that he has no reason to get prideful, v'amal she'lo litgaot, and he starts to put in the effort in order to not be prideful, mikol makom lemaaseh ze me'od kasheh. Practically, it's very, very, very hard. It's very hard. Ki gava ole belev me'eleah. Pride ascends inside of your heart by itself. You don't have to do too much to feel prideful. It's something that just comes over you. Ad she'lefamim nira she'ein derech ve'etzal yinatzel legamri me'agava. Until it appears that there's even not even advice. There's not even a way to really get out of it, to be saved from it. For sure, whoever puts in work here is going to be saved from it, is going to purify themselves and get out of it. Or if not get out of it completely, he's going to be able to make progress and to move forward in this avoda. The truth is, the will of Hashem is that we should fight this pride again and again and again. We contemplate at every single time that we have no reason to be prideful. By way of this, a person will ascend more and more and more. And Hashem Yitbarach is very happy anytime a Jew fights his Yetzara. Anytime a Jew is fighting his Yetzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very happy. Like Rav Yitzchak said on Suda Shishit, the Shabbat, he said that there's contemplate that a person has thoughts, negative thoughts that come inside of his head. Those are called chayot. Those are called animals. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the kings of the world, so to say, he sits in an arena looking at the animals fight each other, and he gets very, very happy to see the holy animals overcoming the negative animals. Like the gladiator, most of us watch the movie The Gladiator, right? Yeah. So too, the Sadiqim explained that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting, looking like a king, like the Roman, Lavdil, the Roman Caesar, inside the Colosseum, which is our brain, and looking at the holy thoughts fighting the unholy thoughts, and he just wants to see the holy thoughts overcome the unholy thoughts, which is the Chayot HaKodesh coming over the Chayot HaRaot, right? To see these holy animals, these holy beasts overtake the unholy beast.
Who said this?
It's from the Likutei Moharan. It's based off the teaching that we were learning in the Likutei Moharan, but Rav Yitzchak said this in Siddur Shishit. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to fight over and over and over again, and Hashem is happy every time that the Jew goes into fighting and he overcomes his thoughts. He overcomes the negativity that's there.
Omlam, yesh losif nekuda yesodit meod sheyediya mevia et ha'adam lemakom gavua mamash lemakom acher lagamrei.
We have to add another point here, a fundamental part, that knowing it brings a person to a whole nother level, a completely different league. Tzrich ledat shekol midah ra'a, every single negative attribute that you have is at its core a holy light, a spark of God, that is covered up in klipa, is covered up in a husk inside of some kind of peel that's concealing the godly light. That midah itself and its core is a holy spark, and that holy spark is good and it's holy. The only thing is that it came down and it was formed in a negative, so to say, way. You have to remove the negativity, meaning to ignore the bad, to not pay attention to the bad as much. And you go into contemplating and seeing and feeling the good that's inside of there. From an understanding at the core, what am I dealing with when I have a negative trait? That goes for any negative trait, even though tonight we're talking about pride.
It could go for your anger, it could go for your fears, it could go for your lust, like we learned a few weeks ago. What I'm dealing with really here at the core, it's good, but the yetzer, the evil inclination, mechased, it's covering it up. It's covering up the goodness that is here. Therefore, you have to know, in every single negative trait, what is it rooted? Where is it rooted? In holiness. Because again, Hashem is perfect, Hashem is good, and Hashem only does good. And everything He does is only good for you. So if you experience something down here that is negative, in this world of multiplicity, you have to find its root in holiness. Then when you have an arousal of that negative mida inside of you, you'll know not to go after it, not to be pulled after it. To not be caught up in the current of the garment and everything that it's covering up. Rather, immediately you go into the holy light that is hidden inside there. Vine agava, so where is gava, where is pride rooted? Bemidata tiferet. It's in tiferet. And the inner meaning of tiferet, the inner work of tiferet, is dvekut. Clinging to Hashem, attachment to Hashem itbarach.
Torah.
Therefore, dvekut is a solution to gava, to pride. There's no advice, and there's no real true advice to really be saved from pride. The only true thing that could help you is to cling to Hashem, is to work on your dvekut. Like the Rama wrote, the Rama writes in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid, zeklal gadol betorah. To place your Hashem in front of you at all times, that is a big principle in the Torah. Uvema'alot ha-tzadikim, and this is of the holy works of the tzadikim, and the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, writes on that point there, v'zeh kol ma'alot ha-tzadikim. This is the whole entire thing that makes the tzadik special. What is it? That he puts Hashem in front of him at all times. Mashma mitvarav, sheze ma'ala yechida, shefshar bekocha liyot tzadik, la'avod la'amod v'nisayon. From the Gra's comment on this, we understand that the only way to really be called a tzadik is to work on your dvekut, to work on your attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lechach, therefore, miyad kasher adam margishu mitoreret etzlo gava. Immediately, when you feel that you have an arousal of pride coming over you, utzeich liganes ledvekut. What you have to do is immediately go into attachment to Hashem, to dvekut, v'largish et Hashem itbarach, ito bechozeh gadol bechol ivo. To feel Hashem with you, with an immense, tangible feeling, as strong as you can inside of your heart. Meaning, להרגיש איך השם יתברך נמצא כאן ממש, to feel how Hashem is here right now, שהוא ממש נוכח כאן, He's really present, right here in front of me. ולהרגיש איך שאני נדבק בו יתברך, to feel how I am clinging to Hashem, myself right now, בחביקה ותשוקה עצומה, with a huge, huge hug, right? And also with an immense yearning to attach myself as much as possible. And it's very beneficial for a person in this time when you try to do this, when you feel pride and you want to go into the work of Dvekut, to contemplate on the name Yutke Vavke with the vowel Cholem, dot on the top left. This is the name that belongs to the Midah of Tiferet. While contemplating this name in your head and engraving it in your head, you feel inside of your heart strong, strong, strong dvekut, strong attachment to Hashem, because Hashem Yitbarach gave a special power in the holy names that by way of your thinking on them, Hashem can open up for a person this light, the light of Hashem, and to strengthen that thing in your heart so that you have an emotion that it will be able to allow you to attach it, right? So that you can actually acquire the work that you're trying to do. Go longer in feeling dvekut, as much as you can, until you feel that this pride is disappearing. And you start to get filled up with the light of dvekut in Hashem. Now
וזה לא רק שדחה את הגאווה. Here, not only now when you do that, did you push away the pride? להצליח שלא להתגאות, and you were successful at not becoming prideful? אלא גם תיקן את הגאווה. You also rectified it. You made a rectification on that because you felt a negative thing and you elevated it to its source. כי לקחת הכוח הפנימי שלה, you took the internal spark of it, right? We've learned a bunch of times in the Chabura over the past 2 years, that with eating, with lust, with everything else, with the Torah, right? When you look past the klipa, and you take the light of Hashem that's inside of there, and you don't engage with the klipa, then you kill off the klipa, you take down its power, you disgrace it, you disrespect it by announcing, I see right through you, and I don't want to engage with you, I want the spark of Hashem that's inside here. And then, not only that, that you take the spark and you elevate it, and now it's yours. You make an acquisition. So too here, when you go into this feeling of dvekut and you contemplate on the name Yudke Vavke with a cholim, then you are not only not allowing yourself to be prideful, you're pushing away the pride, you're pushing down the klipa, and you're acquiring more dvekut to Hashem. There's many, many facets to this war. V'atam al pi pshat, the reason here, according to pshat, according to the simple understanding, איך דבקות שוברת את הגאווה הוא, how does דבקות break lust? What's the פשט here? כי שמרגיש שהשם מטבח נמצא כאן במשהו. When you feel that Hashem is here right now, זה מוריד את הגאווה. This reduces your pride. יתבונן, because you start to contemplate. הלו השם מטבח נמצא כאן, ומי אנוכי לידו? If Hashem is here right now, who am I next to him? והרי כל מה שיש לי, שבזה היצר הרע, רוצה שיתגאה, הכל שלא יתברך. Everything that I have, whether internal, external, it's my money, it's my midot, it's my wisdom, it's my wealth, whatever it might be, it's all Hashem, so how could I get prideful? ואפילו לא יהיה שיש לי משהו שעמלתי עליו. And even if you were to say, there's something that I worked really hard to get, a job, a money, a car, a certain character trait that you worked hard to acquire. Alo liyad Hashem yitbarach, ein adam nechshav klum. Next to Hashem, what is a man? What is a human being next to Hashem that could be prideful? Ki liyad ha'anak, kuach ha'nemelim nechshav leklum. Take a giant and put an ant next to it. Does the ant have any power? In comparison to the giant, an ant compared to an elephant. The ant has no power, right? We wouldn't even say it has a little bit of power. It has no power compared to an elephant. So too, take a Jew, take a person, a human being, and put it next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have any power? You have nothing. And we'll bring an example for this. A simple person, that he only knows Aleph Bet. But the people of his town, they don't know anything. He feels more important than them, because he knows Aleph Bet. Take this guy that knows Aleph Bet, that lives in a town of people that don't know anything, and you put him next to Gadol Ador, you put him next to the giant of the generation, for sure he's going to feel like he's nothing. Right? The guy knows all the Shas, the whole entire Torah, he knows every single thing, he can explain to you 30 hours just what is Aleph. Right? You know the order of Aleph Bet, he could give you 2 weeks shiur on Aleph, right? And another 2 weeks on Bet, and until you get to the 22nd letter, and then you have Mansapach, you have all, right? What would he feel like? Nothing. ואם בכל זאת ירגיש שהוא גם נחשב משהו, if in that situation he's next to Gadol Ador and he still feels like he's something, כי הלא הוא יודע אותיות, because he knows letters, after all, he knows the letters, אינו אלה שוטה גמור, he's just a fool, complete fool. If he still thinks that he's something next to the Gadol Ador, it's just, כי ליד הגדול אין ידיעתיו כלום, next to the Gadol Ador, what is his knowledge? וכל שכן כאשר גם את מעט ידיעותיו רכש רק בכוח אותו הגדול. Even more so, if the little bit that you do know, you only got by way of that guy being the Gadol Ador. He's the one that taught it to you. He's the one that taught your Rebbe who taught you. It's like, who are you in comparison? זהו הביור על דרך הפשט. This is according to פשט. איך הדבקות מורידה את הגאווה. This is how to explain how דבקות, attaching yourself, meaning, what is it when you take the simpleton and you put him next to the tzaddik? It's a mashal for us to understand what it is dvekut. You in your head download the consciousness that Hashem is here right now, which is not some imagination thing. You use your imagination in order to reveal the reality. Hashem is always right next to you. Hashem is always right there with you. So how are you getting prideful? You're nothing. You're next to Hashem. Hashem is there right now. So who are you to be prideful? the dveikut that is the remedy, it is the cure for pride. Specifically on this deeper way, because feeling pride, it is a concealment of the midah of tiferet, of dveikut, the midah of attachment to Hashem. This is the deep way to overcome the pride. Although you need also the understanding and you need the comprehension and the contemplation that it's not fitting for a person, it's not nice for a person to be a prideful person. You have to know that pride is bad for you. But when it comes to practicality, when you're in the war, meaning at the time where pride starts to arouse inside your heart, don't now try to give yourself a lesson of, oh, this is not good. No, straight away run to clinging to Hashem. Straight away, because right now you're engaging with a light. It's a very holy light, and it's a pure good light. It's just in a bad envelope. It's in a bad garment. So don't now start dealing with the envelope of the garment. Say, oh, pride is not good. No, just break the pride by not focusing on it, and go straight into Dveikut, contemplating Hashem is here with me right now. Next to Hashem, I'm nothing. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of the Tiferet, all of the Peir, all of the splendor, all of the glory, it's all His. It has nothing to do with me. Give all the credit back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and focus on that, because if you go into fighting, you're not going to be so successful, God forbid. Tzrich shelo liteesh mikach she'agava chozeret shuv. And you can't get broken by way that, when you contemplate and you see that the pride is coming back again and again. Ela b'chol pam she'mitoret ha'gava. Every time the pride is aroused inside of you, you can return back to clinging to Hashem. And know and believe. Know that every single time, slowly but surely, you're rectifying another part. But that part that you're rectifying every time you work on it is completely being rectified. Right? This time you're going to get aroused with a little bit of pride. You just fixed 6% of it. Gevald, you fixed 6%, but you did 6% completely. There's still 94% left to do. Okay, but for now you did already 6%, and you have to be certain in that. Vilu agava shebachal kach, the pride that comes to you afterwards. It's not the same pride that you had beforehand. It's something completely new. It's on a little bit higher level. Whoever works on this, then b'zat Hashem, you will see wonders with the time. You will see mamash wonders. The main way of rectifying your pride is by way of emunah. Because gava at its core is a very, very fine level of heresy. You think that you are some kind of reality that exists, separate from Hashem. You forget the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a few different levels in pride. What are these levels? How much of Hashem are you forgetting? How much are you giving room to forget Hashem? And this is what we explain, that the rectification of Gava is to go into Dveikut. Because Dveikut, at its core, is strong Emunah, very strong Emunah. Until you have such strong Emunah in the reality of Hashem, that you feel that Hashem's reality is here with you right now. And you're clinging to Him, you're attached to Him. To be one with Hashem in love. Like a hug, right? The hug is also Tiferet. Right? And you hugged Him. Tiferet is the body, is the torso. It's the body as a whole, but it's the torso. So when you hug someone, you're putting torso to torso, right? So too, same thing. What is Dveikut? It's clinging, attachment to Hashem Yitbarach. The name for that is this name of Tiferet. Validea Dveikut. By way of Dveikut, Adam yotze miikar ha-gava. A person goes out of the main aspect of pride. Ki ikar hu, because the main thing is, ma she'adam choshev machshiv et atzmo, that you give yourself importance. You think that you're the end all be all. You think that everything's about you and that you're so special. And you forget Hashem Yitbarach, that He created you and He gave you all of the power to do what you're bragging about. He gave you all the power to be prideful, right? When you feel pride, it all came from Him. But you're taking it to yourself. And the rectification to this is dveikut. That there a person remembers Hashem so strongly, he remembers Hashem, until he mamash feels Him, that he's with Him and he's connected to Him with a great desire. And a little bit above the level of dveikut is the many different levels of bitul that we already went through. Aval kmo shidbar keneged ha-gava, yesh likanes ledafka ledveikut. Bitul is not the thing that you should be doing when you get gava. The first thing you should be doing is going into dveikut, right? Bitul is a very high level. It's above dveikut, right? Where you start to nullify yourself and be included inside the Creator. On this level, when you feel yourself as something, the first thing you need to do is put down yourself and attach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to feel that right now I'm clinging to Hashem. He's present here. He's in front of me and I'm connected to Him. And even if you already merited to go up the levels of bitul, when you have an arousal of gava, of pride inside of you, you have to go back down to dveikut. And you have to work hard on your dveikut. And to have intention on this sphere of tiferet until you feel that you are being healed. Itrape, right? Healing is also tiferet. It's also healing the sickness of pride, right? And don't be taken back to saying, I already ascended to Bitu. How am I falling down right now to pride? I've already nullified myself. I've already experienced what Bitu is. How could I be falling into pride right now? Da, no. This is the way of avoda. This is the way of work in the world. We ascend and we descend again and again and again. And every time you go down, you merit to rectify and to fix from a deeper place. You're going deeper inside yourself. You're going deeper inside your being, and you're working on something again and again and again. And the depth is that specifically because you went up to such a lofty level, you've worked on yourself so much, and you got to the level of bitul. Now, by way of that power that you ascended there to get, you got these huge sparks that you have to rectify. And they went even further down. If it wasn't for the work that you put in to get that high in bitul, you wouldn't be able to elevate these sparks that are so far down right now. And that's why you had to go up there, so that you can go down there. Right? Yerida letzorech aliyah. Yerida yitachrit aliyah. The descent is the whole entire purpose of the ascension. Why did you go up? In order to go down. Right? Lechem dafka ke'et she'it'ala nitzotzot elu. Therefore, specifically now that you worked on yourself so much and you did such a good job, now these sparks are aroused. Now you're getting tested with pride. Now you're having this test. Go ahead, sir. For sure. It's this. Because wherever you are right now is what you have to, how you have to approach the situation, right? If you're going up and you feel like you're really up, don't forget that the whole purpose is that you're going to go back down again. And if you're going down, don't forget that you're going to be going up again, right? So we had two ways to fight this war so far. One is contemplation, idboninut, to understand what is pride and how bad it is for me. And two is to go into dveikut, to run straight away to attachment to Hashem and to connection to Hashem, to feel that He's here and next to Him. How could I be prideful? Because everything's His anyway. And even if it wasn't all His, everything that I, so to say, have for myself is nothing compared to the Creator of everything ever. Right? And the third way of the war is tefillah, is prayer. Like always, everything that you have to do and everything that you have to work on, you have to pray about. Mikare kinyan ha'anava. Again, what is the opposite of pride, everybody?
Humility, right?
Mikare kinyan anava. One of the main ways to acquire anava, humility, yet tefillah, is by way of prayer. Ki tzarich ledaber im Hashem yidbarach. You have to talk to Hashem, and you have to ask Him and request from Him at any given moment. Al tivoeni regel gahava. Don't bring me to the feet of pride. Don't bring me to this feeling of pride. Derech sheker haser mimeni. The path of vanity and the path of lies, please remove from in front of me. V'itchanen b'leshano, and beg Hashem, beseech Hashem in your mouth, and say to Him, Ana avi shebishamayim, please, my Father in heaven, Shamreni midrachim shel sheker, guard me from the paths of vanity and lies. Zakeni shekadesh kol ma'asai lichvodcha, and merit me that I'll be able to sanctify all of my actions in order for in your honor. Zakeni lidabek becha belev emet, merit me to cling to myself and attach myself to you with a true heart. Atzileni me'agava ha'ahura v'atzlicheni b'midat anava, save me from the cursed trait of pride, and make me successful in the trait of humility. V'tzeich lifkot al kach lifnei Hashem Yitbarach, you have to cry to Hashem about this. Shuv v'shuv b'chol kocho, again and again with all of your power, all of your might. Ki tzarich la'agish ha'gaava hi kamo gazlan, you should feel that pride is like a thief. Sherotze lignov mimenu et kol asher yesh lo, the pride wants to steal from you everything that you have. Ki be'emet ha'gaava mekalkelet ufogemet b'chol avodah, the truth is that pride makes a blemish and ruins all of the work that you've done. Right? You were successful, you had a nice prayer, and you feel good about yourself, and then you start to think, I had such kavanah because I went to the mikveh and I did this and I said all the words and I did. Yesterday you probably did the same thing and it didn't happen, so why did it happen today? It's a gift from Hashem. Today you got a gift from Hashem to have dveikut. Right? But if you take the pride for yourself, you could lose that whole entire shacharit. You could lose the whole entire tefillah because you thought it was about what you did to get there. No, it was a gift. The more you feel how bad pride is to you, the more you would beg Hashem to remove it from you. For sure you're going to see siyata dishma, you'll see the help of Hashem, because for sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not prevent good for those who walk simply on the path and want to connect to Him. Three more pages? We have the energy or no?
Yeah.
Finish the chapter? Yeah, yeah?
Yeah.
So, the next part, yeah.
So you said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not prevent good for those who are not following you. So why sometimes it's like good for HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives like good things for bad people?
This is a question.
Good, and not good things for
How do you say not good in Hebrew?
Ra.
What does Ra really mean? Ra in Hebrew really means a fragment. Right? How do we say this? Teruah. What's teruah? Ta 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 ta. A whole bunch of verses, right? What is a ro'eh? No, that's with an aleph. Is a shepherd. What does a shepherd do? He takes a bunch of individual sheep and brings them into one herd. Right? That's why he's called the ro'e. V'haftel re'acha kamocha. Why is your friend called? Your friend is evil? You loved your evil like you? There's a Hasidic pirush like that, right? V'haftel re'acha kamocha. But what is it? Why? Because my friend, he's a part of me. All of what we call ra in this world is just a fragment. So you see something bad happening to you, when really you only understand a fragment, you're only understanding a part of the puzzle. If you were to see the bigger puzzle, you would know that the wicked person having a $2 billion is very good for the world, and the righteous person, chas v'chalila, being sick, is also very good for the world.
Uh-huh.
Right? You only have a little bit of the picture, so you don't understand the whole entire thing. Again, I'm saying it for myself and for all of us, right? We're human beings. We only see a fragment, which is what we call Ra, and therefore we don't, it's hard for us to understand this, but if we were to have the bigger picture, we would know, right?
Fraction,
exactly, a part. Tov, Kvod de Kedusha, honor, but in sanctity and holiness. Kavod Kedusha hu davar nitzrach. Having holy honor is a needed thing. Omnam tzrich ledat, but you have to know, shanefesh nikrit kavod. The nefesh is called kavod. Hebrew, honor and respect is called kavod, right? But really, what is the root of kavod? What is the shoresh of kavod? Kaved. Heavy, weighted, right? You give something, like we say in English, you give weight. That thing, he has a lot of weight. It's important, right? That weight is what makes you honor something, right? Ki kol Yehudi yesh lo shlichut me'Hashem Yitbarach. Every single Jew has a mission from Hashem. Shu ve'rak hu yechol lifol ba'olam. Only that person can do that mission. He's the only one. No one ever will ever be able to complete someone else's mission. Each one of us was sent down like angels. Angels only have one shlichut. They only have one mission to do in this world. Right? Every angel again in Hebrew is malach. The word even in Latin, angel, comes from Hebrew. How it's changed from Greek. In Greek it means a messenger. And then it came also to angel. But the word angel comes from the Greek, which means messenger, which comes from the Hebrew, which means malach. Right? Malach is an emissary, a messenger. Only you could do that, huh?
I'm sorry, one last question. So you said that every person came down from the fulfill like one mission, right?
Yeah.
So, but some people, like, their mission looks similar, or like they have like.
Nachon, but you're a different neshama. Again, we're rectifying neshamot, right? So the fact that he's a Rebbe and he's a Rebbe. It's not exactly the same thing.
Neshama is the same letters.
Ah, nice. Chazak. Mission and neshama are the same letters. Lachen, anefesh tzricha kavod amiti, kavod kedusha. Since you were sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a holy mission, so therefore the neshama, the soul, has to have holy honor. It has to be respected in a holy way. True honor. V'asiman shel kavod kedusha hu she'adam lo mitgeya al yado ala chaverav. What's the sign of true honor? Is that a person does not get prideful when he's next to his friend, when he feels better than his friend. You don't think that you're more than the people around you. The honor just allows you to be happy in your portion. The depth of this is a person is happy with the light of Hashem, that is being revealed by way of you. But you don't attribute it to yourself. And the more a person's on the level, the more you'll be happy just the fact that there's being a light of Hashem being revealed right now. The loftier person is happy that there's light. The more simple person is happy that there's a revelation of light, and more specific that it's being revealed through me. Right? The main thing is to recognize that it's not your light. When you realize it's not your light, then it's not going to bring you to pride, to negative pride, to think that you're more than other people. Rather, you're going to recognize that everything is just a gift from Hashem. כח שמצד אחד האדם מכיר בכך שיש כאן ערך וגדות והצלחה. Therefore, on one side, you're going to recognize that there is a value here. There is success here. There is greatness here. There is an expansion here. ושמח בזה, and you're happy with it. ומצד שני, הוא לא מחשיב את עצמו בגלל זה. On the other side, you don't think that you're important because that all of this is happening. אלא יודע שהכל זה אור השם דברך. Rather, you know that everything is just the light of Hashem. ולכן חשוב מאוד לחזק איש את רעהו. Therefore, it's very, very important that every single Jew should strengthen his other friends. Strengthen the people around you. Give your friend that pat on the back. Give him the chizuk that he needs to keep on going. Give him a good true word of praise on the good things that he's doing. Because that gives the strength that the nefesh, the soul needs to keep on going. Just the receiver of that praise has to be careful to not take them in a prideful way. As if I'm the one that did it. You should only do it by way of a recognition that everything is coming from Hashem. Aval mishen ofel gaava, whoever falls down to pride, v'choshev ki'ilu hu oseh, and you think that you're the one that, so to say, did it, azay af im ne'eneh me'at me'akavod, then even if you enjoy a little bit the honor that you're experiencing, v'kol makon en lezeh kiyum, it has no existence, it won't have any permanence in this world. זה לא מחזיק מעמד כי זה שקר. It won't last. It won't stand the test of time because it's false. It's not your pride to have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being revealed here and you're taking the credit? It won't last. ורק כאשר אדם עושה דבר והוא זוכר ומרגיש שהשם יתברך הוא העושה האמיתי. Only when a person goes out and he does something but he remembers that the true doer is Hashem. ואדם רק שליח שלו, and the person is just a messenger, just an emissary. אזי זה מאיר ומשמח באמת. Then there's an illumination. Then that's what makes me happy. Then that can give me a good feeling. And then there's chen, there's ta'anug, there's grace, there's delight in this. Because that's the proper way it should be. And this is true honor. כבוד שכולו רק על התגלות אור השם דברך. Honor that is completely based on the revelation of Hashem. וצריך שמקבל הכבוד. You need the person that's receiving this honor. תחילה גם נותני הכבוד. Also, in the proper, most fitting way, also those that are giving the honor, right? יזכרו כל הזמן שזה אור השם יתברך. You have to remember at all times, this is the light of Hashem. והאדם עצמו הוא כלום. The person himself is nothing. אלא שהוא כלי לאור, but he's a vessel for the light. וכל הכבוד הוא רק למלך הכבוד. All of the honor is only for the king of honor. שאורו מתגלה כאן, and his light is being revealed here, and that is כבוד חכמים, כבוד הקדושה. This is the honor that we give to the חכמים, to the sages, right? It's כבוד הקדושה, the holy honor. That why do we respect tzaddikim, and why do we hold them so lofty in such a high place? Because they are revealing Hashem in the highest way possible. באופן כזה, הענווה נכונה. In this way, then the humility will be in check. והסימן של הענווה אמיתית, שהאדם לא מרגיש ממנו, ממנה קטנות. What is a sign of true humility? That a person doesn't feel constricted by way of that humility. כאילו הוא אינו שווה כלום. As if I'm not worth anything. I'm worthless. That's not humility. אלא אדרבה, מרגיש תמיד שמחה גדולה. Constantly he's in a state of joy. כי בענווה האמיתית מאיר לנפש האור האמיתי, אור השם יתברך. With true humility, there's an illumination of true happiness and true humility, which is the light of Hashem. That's the first step. Holy honor is needed. Second thing is, לא לחשוב מאנשים להיזהר מהחיצוניות. Don't think about people and be careful of external reality. Another important part is that you have to get used to not think about other people. לא לחשוב מה הם יאמרו עליו. Don't think what are they going to say about me and what are they going to think about me. אלא יחשוב כאילו אין בעולם אף אחד. Think that there's no one in the world. אלא רק הוא והשם יתברך. There's just you and Hashem. ובזה כל עבודתו נעשית בצורה אחרת לגמרי. When you act like that, all of the work you're going to do in this world is going to be completely, completely different. בפרט מי שמשפיע על אחרים, specifically those who influence others. צריך להיזהר מאוד להשפיע את מה שנתן לו השם יתברך, אבל בלי להסתכל בכלל האם המקבלים מעריכים את זה. You have to be very, very focused if you're an influence, if you're a person that's giving over to others. To give over what Hashem has given to you, but not at all at looking at other people. Are the receivers really appreciative? Do they really hold the value of what I'm saying right now? Do they really appreciate what is being done right now? No, you don't look at that. You do what you've been sent to do. Hashem gave you a light. Your job is to push that light forward. You don't start to make calculations. Is it well received? Is it okay? Do they like it or not? You can't do that. ויתבונן, you should contemplate, מה יש לי מאנשים? What do I need from people? מה ייתן לי אם פלוני יעריך אותי או לא? What will he give to me if he appreciates me and understands me or not? Is he going to improve my life? Is he going to do anything for me? Nothing. בפרט שבסופו של דבר, עולם השקר הזה הוא זמני. In the end, be all this world of שקר, this world of lies, of vanity, it's temporary. ובעולם האמת, אין שום משמעות למה שאחרים חשבו עליי. In the world of truth, there is no meaning to what others think about me. ואם אמנם שכבוד הקדושה הוא חשוב, ועל ידי שמחזקים אותי, מתוסף לו כוח נפשי, אמנם להכניס את ראשו לעסוק בזה. Although we just brought in right now a whole entire two paragraphs about how it's important that the people should give you honor. holy honor, right? And when you receive honor, you give it back to Hashem, and that's what you need in order to have chizuk and to keep on doing what you have to do. But your head shouldn't be busy with trying to get it or trying to think, oh, am I going to get it or not? You need to get it, and Hashem will make sure that someone will give you that pat on the back and the good word that you need to keep on going. But don't be busy trying to look out for it. Hashem sends you chizuk, take the chizuk. Or if you feel depression or despair, and then you're able to reach into your treasure chest of chizuk and take chizuk that you need in order to keep going. Other people start to give you a nice word, they say you did a good job. Great, store all of those things when you need it, go into the bag and pull it out in order to give yourself the strength that you need. With a memory that all the chizuk that you're getting right now was sent by Hashem, and really the honor needs to go back to Him. Do not listen to the voice of the Yetzara that's speaking through the voice as if it's Lashem Shamayim, for the sake of heaven. And it says to say to you, you should be conscious of what other people are thinking about you. Are they receiving your work well or not? I need to know what is the feedback in order to be able to continue to do my work or not. I want to do Zikuya Rabim, I want to merit the masses, I want to connect them back to Torah and Mitzvot, so I need to know, what do people think about me? Do they like it or not? No, you don't need to know anything. Hashem gave you an ability, you move forward. You don't care at all. Obviously, if you said something out of line, if you did something like that, if you went off the lines, right, and someone, hey, listen, that wasn't okay, and they're right, it's not just their own personal opinion, so objectively, it was wrong, right? Seder, you take the feedback, right? But to think, they really loved that shir, or they really didn't like that shir, well, if you had to say that in the world and you said it, the opinions don't really matter, right? You're doing what you got to do. Ela yilech v'derech ha-tzadikim, rather go on the path of the tzadikim. Shelo asu shum tnua kedei limtso chen b'enei anashim. They didn't do any movement at all in order to find grace in the eyes of people. It's not about that. V'yachshov, materati hi legalot kvod shamayim. My goal is to reveal the honor of Hashem. Then I have to do what I have to do, according to the vessels and the understanding that Hashem gave me. And Hashem Yitbarach, He will do the good that's in His eyes. He makes the decisions what the outcomes will be for my actions. Therefore, I have no business dealing with what people have to say about what I have to do. Hashem gave me XYZ, and He wants me to do W. I use XYZ to do W. The outcome, that's in His hands. It has nothing to do with me. באמת רק כאשר האדם משפיע באופן שאצלו מתגברת הפנימיות, אז הוא יכול לחזק באמת את חברו. The truth is that the only real way that you could help someone else is when you strengthen your internal reality and not your external reality. If you're always worrying about the numbers and worrying about the external reality, then you're not going to be able to have the influence you need on other people and that you were meant to have on other people. פעם אתה משפיע לחברך ופעם אתה מקבל מחברך. One time you're giving to your friend and one time you're receiving from your friend. והכל שווה בשווה. Everything is completely equal. בתשוקה ואחדות אמיתית בין אחד לחברו, כי באמת הכל רק מה שמתברך. You have a desire and a yearning to be connected to your friend, to give to your friend and to receive from your friend, because the truth is everything is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is coming from Hashem. Because for sure, you have to love every single Jew and you have to take care of every single Jew. להיות מקושר עם כל היהודים, you have to be connected to all of the Jews. אבל לא באופן שזה פוגע בעבודתו הפנימית, but not in a way that it blemishes your internal avoda, your internal work that you have to do. אלא צריך שבפנימי, פנימיותו, ירגיש שאין כלום חוץ מה שמדבר. In the most inner chambers of your reality, of your heart, you have to feel there's only just me and Hashem. There's no one else here. ואין בזה סתירה. There's no contradiction here. כי באמת כל מעלת עם ישראל הוא, the truth is that the only thing that makes Am Yisrael, the nation of Israel, important and special is that Shakol Yehudi Uchelik Mehashem Yitbarach, is that every single Jew is another part of Hashem. Ben Shel Aborit Barach, a son of the Creator, blessed be He. And if that's the case, then the way is shebefnim shebepanim mitchaber im ashoresh bilvad. Shebefnim mitchaber im ashoresh bilvad. That internally you have to connect with the root alone. All that I'm worried about is the root, and all I'm worried about is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. ובחלק החיצוני יותר יתחבר עם הגילויים שהם הבנים של השם יתברך. And in an external aspect, right, internally you only connect to Hashem. Externally, connect with the revelations, that those are the children of Hashem, the people that are revealing Hashem in the world. בכל פעם שורה שהחיצוניות מתגברת ונכנסות לו מחשבות של גאווה, anytime you see that the external reality is amplified and is overcoming the internal reality, and you're starting to have this feeling of pride, or שחושב מה יאמרו עליו, or you're starting to think, what are people going to say about me? יברח מהר. Run away from that as fast as possible. And go into the true internal reality, ששם אין כלום חוץ מהשם יתברך, that in your inner chambers, there you can't find anything besides Hashem. In the deepest part of your reality, there should only be Hashem, not Ploni and Almoni. You don't know about them, right? They don't exist inside there. And you cling to Hashem with love and with nullification, with submission to His will, and you nullify your reality. Right? Externally, yeah, we're connected to all the Yidim, and we care about the revelations of Hashem, we care about Am Yisrael. Internally, it's me and Hashem. Third thing here, and the last thing for today, and for Bichlal, in this chapter in Gava, we made it through the whole chapter. הדרך להשפיע בלי גאווה היא ביטול. The way to influence without pride is with bitul. Whoever is influencing others, ben beruchaniyut, whether we're talking about spiritual things, meaning you're teaching Torah, you're teaching Musa, you're teaching, or we're talking about physical things. You're a boss, you have a job, you're giving money to others. Azay b'shat ha'ashpa'a, when you come to actually give and to give over to influence, yesh sakana sheyitgabrut gaava. Then there's a danger that right now you're going to have an intensification, an amplification of the gaava, of the pride that's inside of you. V'az lo maspik shuhu yeh b'dvekut. Then it's not enough that you're going to be in dvekut. It's not enough that you have this feeling of attachment to Hashem. Shemagish et Hashem yitbarach ito. Ela hu muchach likanes gam lebitul. It's not enough when you're coming to do an action of giving, that I have something that I'm giving to someone who's lacking it, right? It's not enough that you have it, that you feel Hashem is with you at that moment. You have to go into Bitul as well. You have to ascend above the Dvekut and also go into the next level, which is Bitul. V'itgaber lachshov, and you contemplate and think. Shekol teva v'kol... When you have an arousal of... When you're sitting at home, right, at the end of your day, and you're contemplating how your day went, and you think that you were the bee's knees, right? You're so cool and you did so well and you were super successful. Right now, you're not doing anything that could cause gava. You just have a feeling of gava come over you. When you have that pride come over you, then you don't go into bitul. You go into dvekut. Because right now, you're dealing with the nitzots, the holy spark, but it's covered up in klipa. But when you're coming to do an act, that the act will cause you to have gava, then not only do you have to have dvekut, you also have to take it deeper and go into bitul. And you have to think, shekol teva v'kol shorah shu melamed la'acherim, every single word and every single line that you teach others, or kol tnuah shu mashpia la'acher, or any movement that you're giving over to another person, a job, a handover of check, or whatever it is, or kol ot shu kotev b'sefer, every letter that you write in the book, iklal ena shelo, it's not at all yours. It's just a vessel for the light of Hashem. That light has to go inside my friend. I happen to be the pipeline that Hashem chose for that message, that light to go through. And you feel as if the Shekhinah is talking through your throat. You should feel that you have no desire at all to be influencing. I don't even want to be doing this. I also don't even have what to be giving over. But since the will of Hashem is that I should be giving over, then you stand yourself and you situate yourself in a place to be a vehicle for His light, blessed be He, with a desire to merit me to be that pipe for His light, right? And you set yourself up, I don't even, what do I have to be giving? Who am I? Who am I to give? Who am I to be doing this right now? Ah, Hashem, you want me to use my XYZ to do W? Okay, I'm prepared. And thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. All of this is before you do the Ashba'ah, before you do the act of giving. But when you are giving, when you actually have to come give the shiur, when you have to come and do the work, you have to be the boss, right? Then you don't have to put yourself down there and think, who am I? What could I do already? What am I able to do in here? No, the time has come for you to be a mashpia. You have to be a mashpia right now, right? You, if you're giving a shiur, you're giving a class, you can't say, ah, who am I to give a class? No, it's the time to give a class. Now that Hashem picked you, you got to do the job. Rather, you should believe that Hashem is illuminating your way. You not only can you, you have to. And like we have a saying, if you are small in your eyes, you're the head of all of Israel. You're the head of all of the children of Israel. Every single Jew has his portion that no one else has. Like in every type of avoda, you have to grab the idea with both extremities together. On one side, you don't think about other people at all. What they're thinking about you, what they have to say about you, doesn't cross your mind. On the other side, you have to give over and to help as much as you're able to in the most fitting way in front of Hashem. And the way to be successful in this is, last two paragraphs, is by way of understanding the secret of the oneness and the unification of Hashem. It kava emtza, the middle path. You understand that you as a creation, the height of you being a creation is to be a vessel for the revelation of the Creator's light. Externally, you have to do the mission that you were sent to do. Without it affecting you and grasping you and taking you a hold from inside. The truth is, it's not you, it's Hashem. A person is just His messenger. Last paragraph, when you come to do an action, you think like this. This is not me. Hashem is acting through me. And by way of this, you will get used to the truth. Until all of your actions are done with the mindset that the truth is Hashem is the one that's doing everything. I'm just His messenger and I'm just a vessel for His light. And you shouldn't have any thoughts about finding grace and favor in other people's eyes. It's not what you should be worried about. It's not important at all. You got to do what you got to do and what Hashem sent you to do. The outcome of what people are going to think about you, not at all important. That was the chapter on Ga'ava, on pride. That was the whole entire chapter. We could have broken up to two, but we made it into one. And it's an important lesson, because like we said in the beginning, it is the most dangerous midah, most dangerous trait that you could have. When you think you're everything, you say there's no room for Hashem here. There's no room for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Anava, on the other side, like the Ramban, in his letter to his son, Igeret HaRamban, he says there, right, that you have to run away from anger, and anger also comes from pride, right? And you have to do everything possible to get to humility. Because humility will open up Yirat Shamayim, will open up connection to Hashem, will help you to see Hashem and everything. So this is the balance that we're trying to get to run away from our negative trait of pride, and to realize that we have nothing to be prideful about because it's all from Hashem Yitzbarach anyway, and to try to download more and more humility. And the way to do that is by contemplating that Hashem is right there in front of you at any given moment, and if Hashem is here, then how could I be prideful? Everything belongs to Him. And if you're with other people and maybe that's too lofty to go into dveikut, then just think, when you feel pride, it's because you're comparing yourself to someone who's below you. But what about those who are above you? Just that is already one simple thing. What about those that have learned way more than you, that have way more money than you, have more honor than you, are older than you, have more experience than you, more children than you, more grandchildren than you, more everything than you, right? When you feel pride, it's because you're comparing yourself to someone who's below you in whatever facet of life you're comparing it to, right? So B'zat Hashem, we all work on improving our connection to Hashem and to realize that He's the only one that is deserving of honor and of the true pride, right? Hashem Malach Geut Lavesh, Hashem the King, He wears pride. Pride is His garment, right? That's Him, not for us. It's not for us. Zat Hashem Yitbarach.